There's a new exhibit at one of the many museums here on the Northern Neck. And if you'd like to poke around old homes, really old homes, via their photos and artifacts, learning about the folks who lived there, well, this exhibit is for you. It's at the Richmond County Museum in Warsaw, and it tells the story of Moratico Hall, built in 1720. The tale it tells about the family who built it is, well, to me, part Nick tale, part fairy tale. With bits of the story in yet another museum, the famed Winterthur Museum in Delaware. The builder of Moratico was Charles Grimes II. By the time it was built, the Grimes family had been in Virginia nearly 100 years, and the men did well. Charles went to William and Mary. He became justice of Richmond County, then sheriff, and then a member of the House of Burgesses. But it's a Grimes woman who really stands out. Lucy, one of the two daughters of Charles and his wife Frances. Lucy's story is really most interesting. She, perhaps the lowland beauty, the reputed first true love of our first president. She, who married Henry Lee of Leesylvania, mothered Lighthorsed Harry Lee, who became a close friend of George Washington, and she who became the grandmother of Robert E. Lee. Moratico House, the house that Grimes built, was left to Lucy and her husband, Henry Lee II, and they sold the house in 1767, and it went through a number of owners, and the house became tumbled down. But some quite special artifacts remained intact. Beautiful over-the-mantel paintings of a palatial house, a nautical scene, and a pair of bird paintings. They were sold to a rather prestigious buyer and collector of Americana, Harry F. DuPont, he of Winterthur in Wilmington, Delaware. And that's where you can see them today, in the flesh, as it were, if seeing their photos at the Richmond Museum isn't enough. And speaking of not enough, curator of the Richmond County Museum, David Jett, tells us that DuPont also bought some years later the stunning and unique room paneling, painted a gray-blue with marbleized details, that had also been rescued from Moratico. DuPont reunited the paneling with the paintings to create the flock rooms at Winterthur. Well, back to Lucy the Lowland Beauty. Far more impressive than the story about Lucy the Beauty is, I think, Lucy the Mother. Besides Lighthorse Harry Lee, Lucy's and Henry Lee's other children included Charles Lee, Attorney General of the United States, Richard Bland Lee, the first congressman for Northern Virginia, and Edmund Jennings Lee, mayor of Alexandria. Which reminds me of that couplet, "For the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world." This is Thea Marshall.